His companions were surprised to find that Phileas Fogg was a good sailor. Passepartout tried to ask him about this, but Phileas Fogg did not want to talk. He had to try and cross the Atlantic in stormy weather, and his mind was concentrating on arriving in England on time. He also did not want to lose the ship and all its crew. Fix decided that Phileas Fogg was not just a thief. He was a pirate.
He's not taking the ship to Liverpool,
he thought,
but to some unknown place where it's safe for him to escape. If I don't get help from the police there, all is lost.
They were halfway across the Atlantic with only 5 days to go. They were going at top speed, and everything was going well until one of the men came to speak to Phileas Fogg.
If we continue at this speed, we won't have enough coal to get the ship to Liverpool,
he said.
We must slow down.
We can't,
replied Phileas Fogg.
We'll burn all the wood on the ship if we have to,
he told the worried crew member. When they came close to Ireland, only the outside metal of the body of the ship remained. The ship could not get to Liverpool, so they stopped in Ireland. Phileas Fogg took the ship to a port called Queenstown. From there, they took a train to Dublin and then a ship to Liverpool. Inspector Fix did not understand the man. What was in Liverpool? What was in London that he wanted to return for? This voyage seemed endless. At 20 to midnight on the 20th of December, they finally arrived in Liverpool. They were exactly 6 hours away from London. Enough time to get to the Reform Club to win the bet.